And here we are, the finals. Who's here? We need a roll call. Doug.
The commissioner, Big Daddy D.
Get the Big Daddy.
Does it have to be Big Daddy D? Like, that just adds, it just makes it worse.
It makes it better. What are you talking about?
And the cat is in the house this time. Meow.
Ooh, we got a wig. Big Daddy and a wig. And then the big pooper, Chad. We delayed this recording because he was taking apparently a massive shit.
I mean, a lot of pizza. A lot of pizza, fellas. I love pizza. Okay. What can I say? Does it every time.
But does it love you?
It does not. It does not.
So that's a great way to start up.
I run a pizza restaurant, so I'm always eating pizza, it feels like.
Well, enough of the shit talking, and I'm commencing with the actual shit talking.
The actual shit talking.
So I don't. We're still trying to. We've been kind of brainstorming how to do this, and I think we have a plan. All four of us are logged into the real. What is this? Real VNC, whatever it's called.
Yep.
And
the Simputer.
Simputer. There we go. My DC's already entered. I'm gonna drop off and let Chad enter his. So I'm gonna close out right now. Chad, you're free to go if you remember how to do this. It's been a while.
All right, let's see.
Since you've foregone your powers. And as we do this, we'll distract Chad.
Oh, I gotta change in hot seat.
Yeah.
I remember.
I put it on mine so you couldn't see his.
Oh, that's our go-to. I accidentally clicked I am Quill Man. Darn.
Oh. Sneaky, sneaky.
Alton Lister, 0 minutes.
Starting point guard.
Oh, all right. The pressure. The pressure.
Remind me when we get done all of this. I have a question. Okay. I want to come back to it after the fact, though.
Oh, I just want you to know that I observed all of your game plans for against the Moses Malone and Robert Parrish matchups and noticed some things. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you noticed some
and adjusted accordingly. I have no idea. I didn't look at it in TeamViewer.
Why do I feel this index has all the earmarks of I can clearly not choose a glass in front of you? Every time I see Steve Mix, I think Stevie Nicks, and I'm waiting for a song to break out.
Maybe that'll be our intro this time.
And the magic of post-hoc editing.
All right.
Are you done yet?
Almost.
All right.
You saw how long it took him to get rid of those pizzas.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, all right. Oh, man. Great cohesion. That's so good to see.
About to break that down real quick.
I am good.
All right. I'll log back in. Hold on, Dave, do you want to shift it back to your team page so that way it's neutral?
Yeah. And then
keep it un... Oh, it didn't launch. There we go. All right, so how are we doing one game? Are we doing quarter by quarter? How are we going to do this?
That's the commissioner's call. I'm staying out of this.
That's up to y'all. Like I said, if we want to do quarter by quarter, we can. If y'all want to do game by game and kind of talk about it then.
Isn't there what I was asking about earlier, Wig, like a slow sim?
Yeah, you can have it. You say coach game, and then you let it go, and you just don't manually intervene except to stop the clock at whatever interval you want to stop it.
And you watch the score just calculate in real time.
Didn't we do that once, and it crashed the game, and then that was Pauly versus Raby?
Make sure you save the game before you get started.
Yeah, save it before we start it. But
Quick save.
I feel like that would be the most exciting.
That was years ago. Oh my God. That would be exciting. We thought that too back then.
Right?
Until Raby was like, oh my God.
Oh shit.
Okay. So do we double click on it? What do we do?
Coach game.
Coach game.
Coach
instead of sim game.
Since y'all are logged in. If y'all want to stop it at any point to be like, ooh, this is what I want to talk about, whatever, that's fine.
All right. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. We'll just talk shit let's as see. The game's yeah. going by.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Game I don't know if one. There's a like speed to it. I don't remember if you can adjust the speed. Let's
We got game one at Kansas City NPBSL Finals 1982-83 season. People are pouring into the stadium. I won't go through all of that.
Thank you.
But here we go.
Nate's not here anymore to torment with that.
All three of the fans have come in.
Or are we going?
All five fans for the Kings coming in the door.
There we go. There we go. Sim speed. So we can look at, oh, I like this. We can see lineups.
Oh, sim to stop is, I think, like times, like injury or timeout or right or foul.
I think sim to stop is sim to the next dead ball. It's been a while, but that sounds correct.
Try that.
Probably or just not. Continue. Let's do.
Continue is essentially start the sim. I believe that flips over to stop once it's going.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll start with here, and then we'll.
Yeah, see, we'll start with sim speed 5. We'll see how fast it goes.
And if I start to lose, we'll just have to like stop it and start over.
All right, here we go. There it is.
Oh, look, they're doing the whole preview for us. Give us the breakdown.
Ooh, Bucks win the jump ball. Oh, wait. Oh,
we got to go. Oh, yeah, continue again.
I guess continue is going one play.
Let's go, Leeville. All right. Yeah, so we'll probably have to do, let's do quarter.
We could do sim to a stop. That might take you to a dead ball.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that.
So for the listeners at home.
Kings out early.
Alan Lavelle.
Oh, yeah, Kings with the 2-0 lead.
The guy that Darth is shitting on all season got a steal in the first possession for the Bucks. Oh, and then he got a rebound after I missed a shot. Screw this guy.
Oh, 7 is like best career game.
Yeah,
there we go. Bucks get on the board. Ooh.
All right. Here we go. We got a foul. Lewis Lloyd is fouled by Marvin Webster. How about this? We'll just give an update on the score once we get to a stop. Maybe that'll work.
Give the time and the score, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So we are.
That was 6-4.
We just did for
Kings
games,
up.
Yeah.
With 10:42 to go in first.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Tie game. Nope. The Kings take the lead again.
I'm getting some offensive rebounds here.
Kings up two.
Ball is knocked out of bounds by the Kings.
9:12 remaining. Kings up.
I challenge.
Coach's challenge.
This is before Coach's challenge existed.
Oh no, we're struggling here.
Keep it going.
Oh, Kevin McHale on the block.
Ooh, another foul. Two fouls on the Kings already. 8-19.
Let's go, boys. Draw them fouls. We need the sixth man. Like the refs.
Lewis Lloyd up to 4 points. Another block by McHale.
Yes, let's go. All right, come on.
Lavelle gets an assist.
Terry Tyler. Ooh,
Bucks with their first foul of the game. Terry Tyler on that awful contract. Jeez. And we got 7:03. Kings up 14-12.
Another Terry Tyler foul.
Another foul. Oh, jeez.
Terry Tyler falling already.
Got two fouls. They'll probably take him out.
So Kings heading up to the foul line.
They did take him out.
And makes one, misses one.
Yep, he's out. Oh, we can see Gondrzik.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the game.
Oh, he got the rebound, though.
Rebound already. Damn it.
Yeah, for those that will be later
another Kings
to this, if you follow along in the play-by-play, essentially the game is generating the play-by-play line-by-line, but the play-by-plays you see on the side are exactly what you're seeing displayed here. It's just generating it more slowly.
All right, so we got 6:06 left. Kings up 17-14 in the first. Both free throws are good.
When we get to the next dead ball, I'll want to call something out. Oh, we got a dead ball. Fucking Glenn, bro. Like, what's up? My small forward is just getting destroyed by Nat.
Let's go.
One thing I like, and this is, I didn't realize this is even a thing, the stamina column. I don't know if that's like.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you
before.
Can see that during this. You can't see it anywhere nothing in like else. The output and stuff, but you can see the players wearing out and having to sit.
Oh. Man, our main guys are gonna.
Oh, they're going to be exhausted.
Yeah,
you'll be like poor, terrible.
Go so for Calvin the benefit of those both free throws.
Picking up on this later, we're at 5:47 in the first. King 17, Bucks 16. Gled Gonzarek and Elvin Hayes are both starting to drop in stamina.
is good worse than okay?
Okay, I think is 100%. Yeah. And then it goes like good, fair, oh, wow, poor, or something.
Oh,
like
I thought
that
good would have been better.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, same. Oh, we're in foul trouble.
Lewis Lloyd,
Lloyd with another foul. Or is that his first of the game?
That's
his first.
His first. Yeah.
Ooh.
Glenn, too. Rezic quick fouls.
Jeez. Well, maybe that puts Terry back in the game. Shot, oh, who the hell's Floyd? Oh, Sleepy. Wait, oh, God, it's small ball.
Kings up 21-16 now at 5:18 left.
Who set these lineups anyway?
Come on. Let's go.
Watching to see who the first player to reach double figures will be.
And Lewis Lloyd gets so pissed off, he throws the ball into the stands.
All right, that motherfucker's getting benched.
That's what I always think about whenever I see throw the ball into the stands. I just think of them just sending it.
Let's go.
Bucks call a
timeout. Yeah, we definitely need to call a timeout. Good job, coach.
We got 4:10 remaining in the first, and the Kings are up 27-18.
Oof. Let's go.
Leading scorer on the floor right now is Calvin Natt with 8 points.
Mm-hmm. There we go, Coop. Yeah, let's go.
Come on. No, I'll let him catch up.
Cooper and Floyd are starting to heat up.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lavelle.
Lavelle's getting in foul trouble now.
Kings at 4 fouls. Bucks at 5.
Who'd he foul?
McHale.
Oh, come on, motherfucker.
And he made one free throw, missed the other one.
Alton Lister fouls.
Oh, geez.
On the next possession. So for those listening at home, it's 3 minutes left. Kings 29, Bucks 25.
Also, I know Calvin Natt has been subbed out.
Yeah. Bernard King is going to the free throw line.
Is that bonus for?
Yeah, he's going to the bonus.
Or he was going for a layup anyway. Also, those of us that are watching the game, you can see the starters have a little star next to their names. You can see who the bench players are pretty quick.
Okay. That's cool.
I was wondering. We really should have recorded video for this. This would have been better as a video. Should we pause? Not pause. Should we stop the recording eventually after this first game and then start recording video of the second game? I don't know. Is that too hard to splice it all together?
Nah, we start probably, that at the beginning of a season or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sense doing it now.
Yeah.
All right. Keep it going.
Yeah.
5-7 violation.
Oh, come on, but no more.
Jeez. He's pissed off now.
There you go. This Elvin is a foul Hayes party, man. Hayes. 11 fouls in the first quarter.
Jesus. It was a sloppy, sloppy game.
The refs are definitely not swallowing their whistles.
Yeah. We got about 2 minutes Robin left.
Who the hell is Robin Zine?
He was the victim of Daryl Dawkins' wham, bam, I am dunk back in the day.
Come on, Fred. Yeah, let's go.
Ooh.
Bench players. Let's go, bench.
Oh, wow. All right.
Let's go, bench.
Second time out, 103 in the first quarter. And we got Kings up 37-29.
It's not a very defensive game.
I know.
No defense. Let's go.
Another foul on Robin Zine.
Foul me, Robin Zine.
Bucks up to 7 fouls.
Kansas City's been dominating the glass. They're up 17-7 on rebounds so far.
That's not looking good. Down 10. Oop. Going into the second.
Yeah, 39-29. Kings up at the end of the first.
I know Gonzarek is back in with 2 fouls.
Man, looks like the Kings are just going to hold on to this lead, huh? Unless they get that foul right there.
They might pull a Boston Celtics.
Back in. Starters are coming back in for the Kings. Come on. That'll deflect the ball out a lot. There we go. Come on. All right.
Back up 12.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Calvin Matt with the steal.
Another block for McHale.
Not good, guys. Not good.
Man, it just seems like the Bucks can't get on a run. The
Bucks have 7 blocked shots to the Kings 0, and they're still trailing by 12.
Jeez. No. Not a good
foul
look
on the Kings, though.
Not a good look. The foul travel.
Lavelle's third.
Lavelle got 3. He's out. He's out. Game. Matthews is in.
Yeah.
But Matthews has been balling.
Ooh, Nat with a dunk.
Yeah. We got another Nat, Lister, King, McHale, and Lloyd on double digits.
Shit. Come on, Wes. You can't get in foul trouble. You can't get in foul trouble.
Tip it away.
With 3 fouls, and the Bucks have 0.
We're about seven minutes into the second now, or 7 minutes left in the second.
Oh, now you're throwing the ball. Don't fall apart now on me, y'all. Come on.
They're pulling the Celtics.
Kansas City with the first timeout of the second quarter. Forcing Chad. 6:19 left.
If he didn't shit his pants earlier, he's shitting his pants now.
Terrible pass.
We're falling apart. Right?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
Falling apart. No good.
Oh, Wes Matthews.
My goodness. Bucks are almost in the bonus as the Kings are.
I don't have a backup point guard to my backup point guard. I do not. Good defense.
What is this? Is this arena football?
Back-to-back shot clock violations. Wow.
The defense is finally stepping up after the first quarter.
McHale's up to 19 points. Now, if you could only get somebody else to help him.
Oh. Calvin Knack could be on his way to a triple-double, so watch out for that. Ooh, Kings with their fifth foul.
What's going on?
That's not
good. Penalty the rest of the way.
It's not.
Let's go.
Fans in Milwaukee are getting excited.
Oh, whew. I'll take that block. Damn, I don't take that.
Come on, fellas.
What? Harry Tyler with the steal. Wes with the steal.
There we go. Let's go. West
again? Strips the ball.
Let's go, Wes. Dang.
Oh, another foul.
Man. Foul number six by the Kings. And we are 2:54 left in the half.
Not sure which is Kings more fun to do, watching the score or watching the two of you.
Squirm. This is stressful.
Very.
This is a horrible idea. we gotta do this at least
Kings
four times.
Seventh foul, Jesus!
It would be much better if we had the video of both of you running alongside this.
I know. Yeah. I really wish we had the foresight to.
Oh wow, Tyler misses both free throws, and Bucks get their first.
He had a frustration foul right there after missing two free throws.
Oh fuck!
All right,
2 minutes left.
57-51. 2 minutes left.
Oh come on.
Lewis Lloyd going nuts.
Are you
Kansas City
me?
With a timeout. 125 left, 57-55 Kings.
The Kings had a 14-point lead, and we've cut the lead to two. Here come the makeup fouls to, you know.
Oh, my God. We can't make a shot.
And the Bucks missed two. Goodness. There you go. On. Ooh, another foul by, what's his name, Gonzerk. That's
that
his third.
That getting benched.
Yeah, Michael Cooper is currently tired.
Oh, sleepy.
Good job, sleepy.
We got a one-point pass, man.
Hang on to the ball,
left.
Sleepy. Sleepy, hang on.
And, oh, but he is fouled.
Oh, Cooper is tired. He needs to get on his ass on the bench. He's to go get some Gatorade, bro. Oh, we call timeout. Smart timeout, coach.
Timeout, 7 seconds left.
7 seconds, 61-51. 59.
No.
Oh!
No good. Oh, we go into halftime 61-59.
I really wonder how much enjoyment people are going to get out of listening to us go.
One of y'all are going to have to take over.
Probably have to put at the beginning of the podcast, you know, jump ahead to an hour and a half in if you want the good stuff.
one of y'all take over. I actually have to go pull a Chad real quick.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
I'm gonna let Wig.
So should we continue at this pace?
Yeah, y'all continue. I'm gonna listen in, but
yeah,
I'm
do we like this? Do we want to
you better put that shit on
well,
me faster?
Yeah, I'm thinking like if we continue at this pace, we'll be up all night.
Yeah.
You want me to just go sim quarter?
What you think, Doug?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, as enthralling as it has been watching the
Go 8. We'll go 8 and sim to stop and see how that goes.
All right. So we're tipping off the second quarter. We're
second half.
Halftime.
There
we go. Yeah, halftime. So here we go. Second half begins now.
Pew. A lot faster.
That was quick. One quick stop on a foul.
Jesus.
All right. Let's go.
Teams trading buckets. Bernard King called for traveling. Right. 10:48 to go.
Travel
Kings,
out of town, bro.
$5.61.
Wait, who has home? Where are we?
Kings have home court because they had 58 wins to your 55.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do sim quarter because we're like fouling every play. So I'm getting one set of plays. I'm cool with that.
If we hit sim quarter, it'll still run through this.
Yeah, it'll still run. It'll just stop. Yeah,
we just won't be able to.
Let's do that. That's probably better for the listeners anyway.
Yep. All right.
In theory, it was a great idea.
All right, Bucks tie it up with about 10 minutes to go and take the lead at about 9:30. Teams are seesawing back and forth, trading leads. 9 minutes to go.
Stop it, Kings.
Now, 8 minutes to go. Kings by three. Now by one. Three again. One again. So it's tight. Bucks just took the lead by one with about 6.5. Bucks up two with 5 minutes and change. Kings take the lead again at the 4:41 mark.
I don't want to count all these lead changes. Three. This is too many.
4 minutes. 2 minute warning. Bucks are up 4:90 to 86.
Oh, tied it up, Kings. Oh, never mind.
1 minute to go. It's 92 all. And as the third quarter hits a close, you are at Bucks 96, Kings 94.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. This is
all right, stressful. Here we go. We're going to I guess I could say sim game. Doesn't really matter. Well, I guess we go for the overtime. So we'll do sim quarter just in case we hit OT. Here we go. Fourth quarter.
Come on, fellas.
And at 11 minutes, Bucks are up 102-96.
What the fuck is happening?
10 minutes, it's 106-96. Bucks pulling away a little bit.
Oh, nope. Kings chipping it away.
Kings chipping away. 8 minutes to go. Bucks 110, Kings 104.
Come on.
Oh, no. 6 minutes left, it's a 5-point
game. 6 minutes left, it's a 3-point game. Bucks by three, 114-111.
Come on. Come on.
Four minutes left. It's a 2-point game. It stays this close. I'm going to hit the pause button and we'll do the last 2 minutes.
Well, this score stayed the same for about.
Bucks are pulling away now. They're up 7 with a minute 25 to go. Gets within 3. I'm going to hit this pause button. I think that probably just did it there. Bucks went up 7 with 28 seconds to play. And your final of game one is Bucks 130, Kings 121.
Oh, shit.
High players, McHale for the Bucks had 39 points. Lister, 11 boards. Lewis Lloyd, 8 assists for the Kings. Nat had 32 points. Kaminsky, 13 boards. King, 7 assists.
Kaminsky, Nat, and King all had 13 rebounds each. That's nuts.
Yeah, we can take a quick look at the box score here.
Oh, hit save first.
Or not.
Yeah, Chad's like, no, don't do that.
We've got it recorded, man. 6 blocks each out of Lister and McHale. Dang.
What the fuck, man?
Fouls were actually pretty even, 29 to 30.
Yeah.
Lewis Lloyd, bro. What the hell?
Wait,
what
did he do?
Went off.
Okay.
35 points.
Lewis Lloyd had 35, 8, and 5.
He had me worried in the first half, not going to lie. Shit.
All right. Are we ready for game two?
All right, hold on. Chad, are we doing what game?
Are we doing one at a time or are we doing two, one?
We can do one at a time if, Chad, you want to. I don't care.
What you mean?
Like you want to make depth chart adjustments
game to game.
Or if you want to do two and two, we can do two.
I would love to right now, but I think it goes against my, I don't think we should change it from what we normally do.
Well, when we've gotten to the finals, usually it's up to the people in the finals to say, do you want to do 1-1-1-1-1 or 2-2-2? Either way.
Do y'all? Have y'all done it?
We've done it before.
Yeah, I think, with 30 people or 23 people or however, you just have to run with it. When you've just got two and you're both live, we can do it however.
I'm cool with it.
Every year I've been in the league, it's been once you get to the finals, y'all just decide how y'all want to run it.
Yeah. So, Chad, it's up to you. I'm cool with either way.
Okay. I'd love to make an adjustment right now.
All right, make your adjustment. Right. I'm going to log off.
So we'll have Doug drop off.
All right, I'm out.
All right. Chad, the floor is yours.
Whoa,
look at all those incredible adjustments.
So, while Chad's doing this, let's do a road to the finals for the Kings. So the Kings in round one, who did you face?
They had a bye in round one.
Oh, that's right, he had a bye. Nice.
So did you, by the way.
I know, nice. So round one we had a similar path.
Stupid.
So round two, who did you face off? Was that against you, Wig?
That was against me. Yep.
And what was that series? Was that a sweep?
That was a sweep. Last two games were overtime, but it was a sweep.
Damn, the powerhouse came to play.
Yeah, unexpected sweep, that's for sure. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
I think the overtime game showed that. I mean,
yeah, I gave myself a about a 1-4, 1-3 chance of splitting the first two games, and after they weren't split, I was like, well, I'm in trouble. And then, of course, I got swept. I figured it would go 6 or 7, but I did not think it was going to go 4.
Yeah. That was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people. Like, your team had been dominating so much over the course of the season.
I'm still shocked that we got to 64 wins. I thought we were more like a 55-win team.
Yeah. But and we all know what happened in Game 7, or the next series, the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, the Western Conference Finals. The Kings made sure to injure Robert Parrish in Game 6 to ensure their Game 7 victory. And nobody can tell me otherwise.
Down into Parrish. St. Bernard. That would have been great if Bernard King would have taken out Robert Parrish, because it would have been Parrish on Parrish crime. St. Bernard Parrish.
It's good to be the king.
It's a very local joke that maybe a quarter of the league's going to understand. Well, I don't know. I think we have more New Orleans.
For those that aren't in New Orleans, New Orleans boroughs are called parishes. I guess the boroughs in New York, they're usually, you know, I don't know, neighborhoods in other cities.
Well, we got, our counties are parishes.
Oh, your counties are parishes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then our St. Bernard is the parish where actually Raby is from. I went to school in that area. Chad's from Houma. I'll let Chad talk about Houma. Glowing reviews. 5 stars on Yelp. The city of Houma. 5 stars.
5 out of 5 stars would do again.
The booming metropolis.
Well, I got as far as Port Charles.
You did get to meet up with 78 one time.
I did get to meet up with 78. I was coming from Houston, but it was coming off like a full week conversion of an office. So I didn't make the entire trip across, but I at least made it as far as Port Charles and said hi to 78.
There you go.
All right,
there
you go. I'm ready.
All right, log out.
Log out?
Yeah.
How do I do
that? All right, save. Just
disconnect from the VNC viewer.
Yeah, just hit
the X. You making changes?
Yeah, I'm going to make a couple.
You can see me on video, can't you?
I can see you. I can't see the screen.
Okay, well.
You can watch
Doug on the video.
You can watch me on the video. You don't have to turn away.
He's turned his chair away so he doesn't have to disconnect.
I gotcha.
I'll watch.
All right. I'm logging back in.
Yep, I see you. So while we're doing this, we'll note the Bucks' road to the finals was a first-round bye. Then you had the Knicks, I believe, as your first correct?
And then the Bullets. I'm back.
So you bounced through the Atlantic Division.
Yeah.
Looks like we put Chad in timeout over there.
It's like okay, Blair Witch Project. Face the corner.
Now sit there and think about your loss.
Sit there and think about your choice in pizza.
I shouldn't have lost that game.
Wow, the Bucks are currently riding an 18-game win streak, including 9 in the playoffs. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the win streak counted in playoffs too.
It tracks your win streak in the playoffs, but it doesn't count for points.
It doesn't count for points. That's what I meant. Like, I didn't realize it tracked it through playoffs. And I was looking at the standings earlier, and I was like, damn, everybody ended the season on a losing streak? I was like, wait a minute, that ain't right.
Yeah, everybody in the playoffs except one team ends on a loss.
Yeah, it's like, it's Doug and Chad who have the win streaks, and then there's like three bottom teams who won their last game.
Yep.
Are you sure you want to do that, Doug?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Let me log out. There you go. All right.
All right, turn it around.
All right, James.
David is back in control. Just so you're aware, if you missed it, we set the speed to 8 and we did sim to quarter.
All righty.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
Broke, don't fix it, Doug.
That was...
Are you talking about my adjustments?
Yeah.
I made changes, and then I made changes back to what I had before, so 8. I didn't actually change anything.
And then just sim to stop?
Sim to quarter.
Sim to quarter,
Sim to quarter, all right.
So, may the best man win. Good luck, Chad.
Took way too long to get through
it. Let's go.
Let's go. A little fist bump through the camera. There you go.
Kings win the jump ball.
Mine wasn't a bump. It was just a fist.
I think I'm just going to try to check in about every 2 minutes with the score.
Trying to,
so
fist trying to cheat to win.
10 minutes left. The Kings are up 8-2.
We've seen this before.
I'm telling you, you're going to pull a Celtics.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Look at this.
15-17-4.
Bucks eight starting minutes, out slow.
It's 17-6. Kings up.
Oof.
Score.
Fans in Milwaukee will not be happy. It's 6 minutes. It's 18-10 Kings. 4 minutes, they maintain an 8-point lead, 24-16.
I see you put Gaminsky back at center.
Lewis Lloyd at 10 points.
The last.
Oh, wow.
DPOY versus the current DPOY.
And the Bucks closed to within one, 24-26, and then take the lead briefly.
Who the hell is C. Jones? I don't even know who his name is.
At the end of the quarter, it's Kings 29, Bucks 26.
I don't even know my name in backup center. I forget his name. Caldwell. That's it. Caldwell.
All right. On to quarter two.
All right. Well, I'll take the 3-point deficit after being down by 14.
Well, now it's 5.
Shit.
And now it's 7.
And now it's 9.
10-minute mark, 35-26 Kings.
Oh, man. 10-point deficit.
Come on, Bucks.
Nat, your leading score so far with 11.
8 minutes to go. Kings up 39-30.
Technical foul. Out in this.
Oh.
Oh, shit. You punch somebody?
He pushed him. It's 6 minutes left. It's 45-36 Kings over Bucks. 4 minutes, 47-38.
Sloppy ball.
Seems like free throws are what's keeping the Kings ahead.
To make up for last game.
2 minutes to go, 54-44. Nat and King are lighting it up like a pinball score.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
We're approaching double-double region already.
Oh, McHale, nice close of the half though. By the Bucks. 62-56 at the half.
Ah, this King still won the second.
All right, quarter number three. Bucks actually finished with 11 fouls while the Kings had 4 in that first half.
I think that was the second quarter alone.
Oh, it was the second quarter alone. Damn.
All right, at the 10-minute mark, it's a 1-point game. Kings 66, Bucks 65, and the Bucks just took a brief lead.
Well, now they're trading that lead back and forth.
At 8 minutes to go, Bucks 75, Kings 72 in the third, I should note.
I think there was a lot of shit talk
McHale
earlier. Now we're just staring at the score.
83-78 Bucks.
McHale is going for 50, sitting at 33 points right now.
4 minutes to go, Bucks by 3, 87-84.
Oh, Kings retake the lead.
Wow.
2 minutes, it's the Kings 90-88, and now it's tied up at 90. Doug's shaking his head. And it's 90-88 at the end of the third quarter.
All tied up, 98-98.
Buzzer beater right there, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Wes Matthews.
McHale, 33. Nat, 31. King, 25. Here we go, quarter four.
Uh-oh, King's running out
King's
the gate.
King's got a good run right there.
Oh, no, call timeout, coach.
Kings are up 108-102.
Jesus, who we got? Willie Green as our coach?
He likes taking those timeouts home with him.
I know.
8 minutes to go. It's 110-104 Kings.
Oh, well, Chad. Uh-oh. It's not looking great for me right now.
He's starting to pull away.
I need a run.
6 minutes to go. 117-109 Kings.
McHale's going to stay out much longer. Nope. He just got put back in. There it is.
Did Lister? No. I'm about to say Lister. Why the hell is he not in the game?
4 minutes to go. Kings up 124-117. Calvin Natt up to 39. McHale's at 43.
It's over.
Not yet.
There's not enough threes in this world to
plenty of time.
Bring me back.
Uh-oh. Within 5. Oh, no. There you go.
2 minutes, 130-125. Kings up.
Okay.
4-point lead with 127 to go. Up to 6. Down to 4. Down to 2 with 50 seconds.
Oh, damn.
There's no 4-point
final
play.
Score, Kings 139, Bucks 135. McHale had 47, Nat had 41. My goodness.
Damn.
Yeah, my boys Jeez. Went off.
All right.
My boys being McHale only. All right, now we split it in.
Yeah, split series tied at 1-1.
Kansas City, so we move back
three games
to
three in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, because this is a 2-3-2.
All right, you go ahead, Doug.
All right, turn your ass around. Show Big Daddy what you're working with.
After what that ass did earlier today for him, I don't know if we want to see that ass.
And a dirty one.
I'm not certain I want to be associated with this podcast anymore.
The chat with a cat.
Wow.
That's the name of the episode, at least.
There you go.
Big Daddy chat with the cat.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. I love that.
It's off to an exciting start.
Indeed.
I mean, Chad just got to talk to his players and not give up 14-point leads, and he's got this series.
I'm not really sure who a 2-3-2 favors. I'm not sure that it favors the team with three in the middle more, just because it's hard to win three in a row at this level.
Yeah. That is it. Doug has got three now.
Doug's still working.
No, he's got three home games, right?
Correct.
All right, I'm in.
Hold on. Wait.
Wait for it.
Logging out.
You're okay. Out, Doug. All right, you're good, Chad.
Oh, shit.
Man, I got a full slate of calls tomorrow for work. I'm looking at my calendar. It's like 7 a.m., 7:30, 8, 9. 9 o'clock's with my boss. She sucks. Hopefully she's not listening to this podcast.
Oh, man. I actually have a fairly easy day tomorrow, so that's why I was okay with doing this.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be brutal. And then I got to go.
My day starts at 7 as well, but
Well, my alarm's set for 7, but probably about 7:30 that my day starts.
I'm being paid nicely to do what I do, so I will not complain.
Yeah, just tell my friends I got a nice little bonus check this week, so I am not upset.
Well, I remember years and years ago, we had a security incident, and I was going on, day three of basically going 24/7 with no sleep. And one of our folks asked me, how are you so chipper right now? And I said three little words. I'm still hourly.
Hourly is the best way to roll, if you can.
Those are the three magic words that helped me get through that. It was a very, very fat paycheck.
Maybe for the aesthetic, I should turn around and face the wall like Chad. Even though I closed out of my... I feel like I'm in timeout.
Go the heck to sleep.
I want to. Shit.
It's always funny when we get, late in the playoffs, most of the league is just like, get to the rookie draft so we can do something.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No one gives
a shit. It's like I said in one of my podcasts, when you're on the clock, you want to take all the time because you want to make the best decision. When somebody else is on the clock, you want them to hurry up.
Yep.
Sim it.
I mean, it's true. It is true. How long a minute is depends on what side of the bathroom door you're on.
Oh, Chad knows all about that. It's definitely a long ass minute.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
you done?
You get back in.
I didn't hear nearly as many clicks as the first time.
Save that puppy.
All right, I'm back in.
Back in. Here we go.
All right, game three. We're walking into Milwaukee. It's beautiful, sunny. May
30th. Make sure you save it before we start, just in case something happens, so we don't have to re-enter the DCs.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shut up on this one.
In case y'all remember.
I'll let your reactions tell the story.
And we are off.
Tip it away.
Off to the race.
Bucks finally win a jump ball. That referee definitely tilted it towards him.
First points courtesy of Mikhail, of course.
Yeah.
All right, y'all can score. Okay.
Y'all did. Can't hold on, man. You good?
Wow. Bernard King.
There's no 7-point play out there, Chad. It's okay. It's
8 minutes left, and we're at 12-11. Bucks up.
Technically, there is a 7-point play. It just involves multiple technical fouls being called.
Wait, Chad, your entire bench is in pretty much,
Kings
except for Nat,
took the lead with 5 minutes left at 19-18.
I know, with their bench.
Wow. Both of y'all in the bonus already. Fouls for the Bucks, 6 fouls for the Kings, 9 fouls for the Bucks now. Damn.
Fuck.
10, Jesus.
Another defensive game right here. Little
hack-a-shack there. All right, coming up on the end of the first quarter.
I like how Kevin McHale was briefly at the two guard. Did you see that? I don't know why.
Kings up 32 to Bucks 31.
All right.
Going into the second quarter. Here we go.
At least we're not down 14 yet. Give it time, though. This has been a really close series, though, Chad.
Yeah.
Like, uncomfortably close. I wish you were just blowing me out, or I wish I was blowing you out.
10 minutes left, and we got 38-37.
We're just testing your collective sphincters.
Are we making more poop jokes? Because I got many.
7 minutes left. Kings up 46-41.
Yep. Kings kind of pulling away a little bit. 50-43.
Starting to drop them.
At the six-minute mark.
Bucks are fighting, though. They're not letting them get on too big of a run.
I'm telling you, Willie Green's got to be the coach.
58-56 at 4 minutes left. Tied up now. Man, it seems like neither team can really get on a run now. Bucks can have the lead at halftime. Yep. Halftime. Bucks up 66-65. Calvin Natt with 20 points. Gaminsky on a double-double already. All right, here we go. Second half is starting. Bucks score the first points of the second half. 10 minutes left, 68-67 Bucks. I really are just going back and forth now. 8 minutes left, 72-70 Bucks. Kings finally take the lead back. Tense
because the two GMs involved are quiet.
Yeah.
Quietly watching the clock trickle down and hoping the numbers don't shift too much.
Ooh, 4 minutes left.
Ah, here we go. All right, so we had technical difficulties, but we are back at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, game three, Bucks 83, Kings 92. I wish instead of Big Daddy's recording platform crashing, I wish it was TeamViewer and Fast Break Basketball, so we have to resend this game. But hopefully this timeout, this unexpected timeout, will give my team the juice to come back. Although it'll Kevin McHale is tired.
We is tired. All right, here we go. Quarter four starting now. Ooh, Bucks going on a run to start that.
It's a McHale and Cooper show.
Bucks up 95-94 at 10 minutes left.
Well, what are we doing? Come on. What the fuck?
This is the audio we need more of.
I swear.
It's like when the Smoothie King Center started leaking in the middle of the game and they had to cancel or pause the game. Or the bat in San Antonio.
You mean the one that Manu Ginobili snared out of the air?
Yeah. Oh, for the listeners there, it Kings is the 4 minute, 30 second mark. Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying tied up at four minutes with 109-109. Bucks took a 6 point lead, 117-111.
How McHale goes from tired to okay? That's it's explain
Two
that
minutes
to me.
Left, Bucks up 121.
I need some explanations.
He had a Gatorade.
I'm doing the steroids and the arm thing.
Looking like Bucks are gonna walk away with the series lead.
Oh god!
Your final from Game Three: Bucks 125, Kings 118. McHale finishes with 37 points, 11 rebounds. Nat 31 points, 9 rebounds.
All right, Chad. All
right,
your turn to take the control. Alter my
current day.
Oh, hit save, hit save.
Yeah,
hit save.
Yeah. I was hitting current. Just the current day.
No,
save that bitch.
Crash, crash, crash.
Oh my god. Crash. All right, I'm closing out. All right, I'm out.
To the ditch.
If Doug wasn't listening in, we'd have Chad explain to the listeners what he's doing. But since Doug is listening in, you get nothing.
Yeah.
I could just take my headphones off. Here.
I mean, if he wants to. If you want to give some insight into what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Hey, that's me every sim.
No, I mean, I've put every big on McHale. Nothing is slowing him down. Very fucking clearly.
It's time to put Alex Caruso on Jokic.
You know, it's just nothing's going to slow him down. So it's like,
Gominski's performed better at center going against Lister. But then I worry about Lister slowing down one of my top offensive players more than Mikhail. But I'm just going to go back with Gominski on to Lister at center, keep him at center, and I think I'm going to cut down on the minutes and just kind of do what I did against Shithead.
The Warriors.
Yeah, Robert Parrish, and kind of just throw everybody at him.
30 fouls is a heck of a strategy.
You know, I also tried to, I don't know if y'all noticed, I lowered my minutes because all of my three major starters were tired at the end of the game.
So yeah.
I think they were not this time, which, yay, but I fucking lost. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'd rather them not be tired at the end of the game, although I still don't know how Mikhail went from tired to okay in 2 seconds. That was a little...
Gatorade IVs.
He had to take a quick trip to the locker room.
A little crazy. Let's see. What's that, 20? Okay. Game plan, I haven't changed much at all, honestly. There's not much to do here, especially on the offensive side. I'm always scared to fool with this and play a little help here, you know, so I could try it in fear of increasing the fouling. Definitely not messing with the full court press. That'll definitely increase my fouling. I don't have too many guys who are have high steal ratings. So, yeah, we're going to rock with that. Let's see what this help does, see if it helps.
Let's see what you did there.
Yeah, let's see. All right,
Doug.
Why is he staring?
All right, I'm back. I was too busy looking up.
You were staring into the screen.
I was reading the lyrics for the Whisper song by
Ying Twins. Oh my god.
So I was going to whisper that into the microphone. Just wait to see my dick.
Wow. Yeah, that's a hell of a song.
All right, Chad, turn around. You going to leave your headphones on or you going to listen?
No, you don't need to make changes.
I'm sorry, you needed three people to help you when I try to come back.
You know what?
I had opinions. I kept them to myself.
Talk to you. Yeah, I didn't say anything.
I still have opinions that I'm keeping to myself.
You're going down. I don't know what you're saying. They don't need to listen to it anyway. Sure, it's not important. I'm going to make this change, and now I'm going to move it back. I am Quail Man.
I love
patty mayonnaise.
See, the thing about Chad doing this is everybody, even if they're not drunk, is tired, and I have learned that being tired is just as good as being drunk for making you slap happy. I don't know if it makes for a better podcast or not, but
Jesus. This is the content people want.
Drunken Chad.
But see, now I'm looking the other way, and I don't have the headset on, so I'll never know when I can turn around.
We can ping him on Discord.
True. Well, he'll just have to forfeit if it takes too long.
I'm just going to sit here for hours.
He was talking about kind of why he was making moves, so I guess if you're not really doing that, he can get him back on.
Oh, well, so, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Doug's also up in the series. He has less reason to make moves.
So. Yeah.
I'm giving a few more minutes to Phil Ford. I think he's deserved it. He's working his way back into the rotation from his injury. I also flipped Terry Tyler and Michael Cooper back to their where they've been playing all year. I don't know if that's going to help or hurt. We'll see. But I'm not moving Kevin McHale because he's going to beast it wherever he goes. But I'd rather, if Chad tries to get Mikhail
since off Mikhail was tired, you should put him down to like probably like 14 minutes. It might help his stamina a little bit. I think he was struggling.
Good catch. I am done. Chad.
I just sent him a Discord message. Let's see if he responds.
I see his phone on the table, though. I don't know if he's looking at it.
Whenever you're done, just holler really loud. I can hear something.
I can't holler loud.
No.
This is where I need a foghorn sound effect.
What the fuck was that? I'm going to turn around now.
Yeah. You can. Turn around. Keep going.
Am I good?
Welcome back.
I heard
you
a bird.
You need to look at your phone next time.
Oh, yeah, that would help. Good idea.
Okay, I just lost audio, so I'm worried that my mine is about to drop. We left off at the end of game 3.
Yeah, we are going into game 4, Bucks up 2-1.
So, all right, Chad, good luck, man.
Off.
Make some noise for us. We want to hear your emotions.
Yes. It's tied 2-2.
This game's probably going to wind up in the 80s.
Oh, Terry Taylor already fouled out. He's benched already. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Why is Gaminsky out so fast?
Now, did he get fouled out too? Or not fouled out, but foul trouble?
No, they only have one foul so far.
Oh.
Why?
And that was somebody they just took out.
He drank the reverse Gatorade.
So we had 6 minutes left. Bucks up 15-12.
Now he's back.
Driving that with 10 points already. 4 minutes left. Bucks up 22-18. Coming up on 2 minutes left. Bucks up 27-24. So I need a team. Bucks can't really pull away, but the Kings can't really get into striking distance.
And they are now.
I say that. And first quarter ends, and the Bucks are up 35-30.
Gaminsky took a half-court shot.
14 points.
No good. That's his 1 3-point attempt for the season.
Shoots from beyond midcourt.
All right. Let's see.
Bucks come with on. Quick 2 baskets. Second quarter, 10 minutes left. Bucks up 41-36.
Ooh.
Mikhail doing Mikhail things with 14 points. 8 minutes left. Bucks up 41-39. Kings are trying. We got 6 minutes left. 43-42 Bucks.
Scoring has definitely come down from the previous games.
Yeah.
At least in this game in the first half.
4 minutes, 51-44. Bucks are up. Now, Bucks might be pulling away a little bit. 2 minutes, 56-46. Bucks.
Oh. A reverse Bucks.
Kings are trying. Ooh. Damn, that last 2 points might have been the killer. At halftime, we are Bucks 60, Kings 54. King and Mikhail both have 19 points to start the second half. 10 minutes left, 66-57 Bucks.
This ain't looking good.
Hey, man, I was down 12 in the last game and came back and won. You can do the same.
8 minutes left, Bucks up 76-65. Kings just need one good run.
Yeah.
They had it all.
6 minutes left, Bucks up 80-71.
They had a good run all game.
4 minute mark, 86-77 Bucks.
Uh-oh.
Fuck is Calvin that doing?
Oh man. 2 minutes left. Bucks up 91-80.
Oh no.
Kings gotta get this next bucket. Okay, well that's fine. That's striking distance right there. Bucks up 91-84 going into the fourth quarter. Oh, Mikhail at 33, King at 32. Oh, fourth quarter begins now. Oh, I was gonna say if Kings get the next bucket, that's gonna be huge. But oof. Bucks go up 96-86. 8 minutes left. Bucks are up 102-96.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Kings within 4 now.
Uh-oh.
Within 3.
Uh-oh. We're going to do out. It. Uh-oh.
Kings within 1. It's 102-101.
Jesus Christ.
Kings took the lead 105-102. 5 minutes left, and it's 107-104 Kings. Oh, and the Bucks take the lead back 111-107 at 4 minutes left.
I hate this game.
Oh, who's going to get it? Kings back up, Bucks back up. We're going back and forth now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
2 minutes left, 117-114. Can the Kings do it?
No, I stopped that with 52 seconds left so we can make them agonize toward the end. For here, I do sim to stop and call play-by-plays. We got a 3-point lead with 50 seconds to go. You're not going to have many.
Oh, God.
Kale at 43 points. King at 37. You have 4 double-doubles on the court right now. Let's see what happens. Ball goes out of bounds.
Nat goes for layup, like, blocked by Lister. Block goes out of bounds, so Kings will get it back.
Kings get the ball back. They got 17 on the shot clock.
119-116, 42 seconds left.
Oh, it was a long possession and nothing.
Yeah. Looks like Bucks take game 4, 121-116. Mikhail with another 40-point game.
Dude, has every game been like less than double digits?
I think so.
Feels like it.
I think so, yeah. Let's see. We can check real quick. Let's hit this save first.
I didn't need this in my life. I got enough stress with this new house.
Sorry. Although new houses are fun. The not fun part is the financing.
That's 7 points.
Yeah, the place that I got didn't really need any renovations, but because we didn't want to do any renovation after
where I was. Biggest win was 9 points. All right, y'all making adjustments?
Yeah, these will be really quick.
All right, I'm closing out.
All
right. Do you want me to take my headset off? Or?
No, you can keep it on.
I don't think Chad wants to talk about it anymore.
This is disgusting.
Chad, I love you, regardless of the outcome of this game. Or the series, because it could be more than one game left. Just remember where the season started.
I think if Chad gets it back home, I think he'll take it. I'm going to put that out there. If he gets this win right here to send it back to Kansas City, I think he's going to take the series. Calling it.
Just remember how you were feeling when Level got hit in TC and the feeling you've had since then. It's been a magical ride.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, Chad.
I can tell you exactly how he's been feeling since then. PO'd.
Chad, you see that guy at the bottom of your depth chart named Bob Wilkerson?
Fuck that.
Pay him a little bit extra to go after McHale's knee.
I said, I don't know what has you more constipated, the cheese pizza or the the series.
Again, sphincter check.
Now you got to add in the fart sound to every time that we've had a shit conversation.
Oh, geez. That would take me forever in post-production.
I think I can guess what's happening there. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I was wrong.
This is making for compelling radio.
Yeah.
Anybody who listens to this, I'm sorry. You've clearly got way too much time on your hands and you like Sim League way too much.
Yeah. If you've made it this far, you need to go back to work.
All right. I'm good. Doug, you changing something?
Maybe. Let me see.
All right. Yeah, you good?
I'm good?
Yeah, you good to go.
Just put me out, Doug. Put me out.
Please let me put you out.
What's the Adele song? Take Me Down Easy or something like that?
This is not how this story was supposed to end.
Who are you, Cody Rhodes?
I was supposed to finish the story.
Wait. You're writing my next chapter. You have the Players Tribune article writing up right now.
That's the title of your next article. This is
drop that immediately after. I'm in.
You done?
Yeah.
And
all right, you good, Chad?
To add insult to injury, I have to lose in the finals like this, and then pay all three of these guys ginormous maxes.
No. I mean, you don't have to pay them.
You don't have to. I'm sure there will be other teams that will be happy to steal them from you.
No. Just offer a vet min, see what happens.
I'm looking to throw out some maxes this year, so.
Yeah.
Me too.
Take all your maxes and shove them up your asses.
With the pizza.
With
all right. Here we go. All right,
let's do this.
Game 5. Bucks are up 3-1, and we stay in Milwaukee. Here we go.
Oh, nope, Kings won the early lead. 2-1, 2-2. Nope.
Too many layups, not enough dunks.
10 minutes left. Kings up 6-4.
Wig, do players automatically have their 3-point shooting usage adjust with the historical metrics of?
I think the Kings answer up 16-8.
Okay. I was curious about that.
Kings up 16-10 with 6 minutes left.
As the Kings continue to spank my ass, I'm just changing the topic.
Calvin Natt to a quick 12 points, almost as much as the Bucks have. 3 minutes left, and the Kings are up 26-18. Well, coming up on the 1 minute mark.
Coming out flat in the elimination.
Absolutely, quickly.
Kings are putting some distance between themselves. End of the first quarter sees the Kings up 33-22. Calvin Natt with 14 points right there.
Disappointing.
So now we're going up to quarter number two. We got 10-minute mark, and Kings are up 36-26.
It's trading Buckies. Jumping back and forth between a 10-point game and an 8-point game. Yeah, and occasionally
8 minutes,
game.
And it's Kings up 40-30. You're coming up on the 6-minute mark, and you got Kings up 47-32. Oh.
Not good.
We've been here before, ladies and gentlemen.
We need a resurgence. We need David's audio to drop.
Coming up on 2 minutes left, Kings up 47-37.
Let's get the single digits going in the halftime.
Bucks are trying. And we are at halftime. Kings up 49-41.
Look at the shooting percentage in this game.
Jeez. Oof. Both teams under 40%.
385 for the Kings, 333 for the Bucks. Oogle. A
lot of rebounds, though. 57 between the two.
Yeah, that's when you miss a lot of buckets.
Yeah. All right. Second half is starting. Bucks score the first points of the second half, but the Kings score right back.
Oh, no. Going the wrong way.
10-minute mark. Kings up 55-49.
Get some stops.
Trading some buckets. Bucks are closing in. 61-55. Kings are up.
You got this, Chad. We can't. You can't pull
63-55. Bucks. I mean, the Kings. Sorry.
Won't you try to reverse curse?
Mikhail at 23 points.
The classic Sim League special. The reverse curse. See, you re-reversed it by saying that.
We are at the 2-minute mark. Kings up 68-62. This is definitely a lower scoring game than the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the third quarter, the Kings take a 78-70 lead. Calvin Natt leading the scoring with 26 points. On to quarter number four.
It's the same shit, different day.
The shooting numbers, even the free throw percentages tell me both teams are tight.
10 minutes left, 82-74 Kings. Oh, Bucks came surging back. 84-82 now with 8 minutes left.
Mm. Yeah, he's pulling back away.
Kings going on a little bit of a run up 90-82. Calvin Natt on the floor going up against all bench players isn't helping.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh.
Fucking coach.
4 minutes left.
Willie Green.
We are at 100-88 Kings over the Bucks.
Nice
Bucks are running out
in.
Of time here.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
Two job, minutes Chad. Left, 104-92. The Kings should be able to close it out. And they do with a final score of 106-96. Kings take it back to Kansas City, boys.
I just wanted to go to bed. Chad, couldn't you just give us both a gift of sleep? I have enough podcast editing to do without having to do this shit.
All right, y'all making changes? Around.
Yeah, Chad, turn around. You don't have to take your helmet off. Helmet.
Your helmet.
Your helmet. His stormtrooper gear. Darth Helmet, not Darth Vegito.
You don't really want to do that, huh? I'm just messing.
Wig, do you think anything that I did caused that game to be played the way it was?
Yes.
Good talk.
Well,
nah, no, I wasn't going to say anything.
He can't elaborate.
No, it was just funny.
I'm hoping the Vulcan mind meld happens here and you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, I mean, I have a good idea. It's just like...
I guess you can say it while you're mousing over it. Was it this?
You never know which change and what you're doing.
Yeah, unless you made one change, you know, it's impossible to isolate the one
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
But it's only really... Am I good?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, I'm closing out.
I mean, there's only two, really.
Two significant changes you made, and yes, I think it was one of them.
And now the question is...
But again, there's a lot of randomness and variance, so it could have just been dumb luck.
Yeah, because it was a very different game than all of our other games.
Yep.
The pace, the scoring, all of it was just very...
So, Doug, what are your thoughts going into game 6?
I'm tired.
All right, I'm good.
Just trying to get something to fill the silence there for the people.
All right, let's do this.
Make sure game you save right, first. Oh, yeah. I have to do DCs again.
Don't save. Delete.
All right, game six. Woo!
Here we go.
Please don't go to game seven.
Will it end here? Will we go to a game seven?
Bro, like, come on.
Here we go. Kings win the jump ball.
That home, they're going to get that ref Kings home
score
second, huh?
First.
I already got two fouls on me.
I did say if the Kings won game five that it was going to go to seven. So
I think you also called the Kings winning the series.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that was it. That was I stole the first game. I stole the first game. And that was like, all right, just got to cover at home. And
8 minutes left. Kings up 9-6. Bucks take the lead 10-9.
I think last game was the first one that wasn't really tight after about midway through the third.
Yeah.
It was it was once Chad pulled away about 10 points, it just stayed that way. It got a couple. Yeah. Actually, no, it got tied once. I think
right now is
they got within 20%. Five at one point. That was about it.
No lead is safe in the series.
On. Kings are not shooting themselves in, or they're shooting themselves out of this game, I should say.
Sorry, I have 10 fouls. That's helping them out.
Jeez, yeah.
They're living at the foul line. Free throw merchants.
Quarter. After the first quarter, we got Bucks up 28-23. Ford coming in at 10 points. Haven't called his name yet.
Mm-mm.
10 minutes left, I mean. Bucks up 36-25. Maybe they're putting something together. Maybe not. 8 minutes left. Bucks up 40-32.
Yeah, you knew the Kings field goal percentage wasn't going to stay down all day.
Yeah.
No, it's going to bounce back. See?
6 minutes left. Bucks up 44-41.
Just like that. No lead is safe. 5 minutes left. 3-point game. Bucks up.
Oh, Bucks got a little bit of a run of 51-44. Kings coming back, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3-point game again. 1-point game. Oh.
We wouldn't want a blowout, would we?
And at halftime, we're going in with Bucks up 57-56. Mm. Ooh, that was a good first half. Kings definitely got their shooting together there. Finish at 43%. Tie game. Kings take back the lead. Kings going
and
on a run
surging
there.
Out.
10 minutes left. Kings up 62-59. Calvin Natt at 21 points, I should say now. 8 minutes left. Kings up 71-65. See if the Kings can hold on to this lead. Is it up 75-67 with 6 minutes left?
Yeah, here he goes again. Good job, Chad.
Stop it, Doug.
This is exactly what happened last game.
80-69 at the 4-minute mark.
I couldn't
Kings
close it in.
Might be. All they got to do is stop the Bucks from going on any kind of run. They got this. 83-73. Oh, dang, that last basket might have been killer right there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kings take a 87-77 lead going into the fourth
Seven
quarter.
Fouls. Seven fouls.
Seven fouls. Jeez.
King and Nat
at 25 and 23 respectively.
I didn't look at the second quarter, but I had 10-3 in the first and 7-2 in the third. Not great. 17-5.
Quarter number four. Will there be a game seven?
I hope not.
Kings holding on to their lead, coming up on the 10-minute mark.
Blow my ass out right now.
95-83, Kings. Yeah, they're just holding steady now. Kings up 101-91 at the 8-minute mark. Nat's at 31 points. This might be too much for the Bucks. Still plenty of time. Things can happen.
Mikal isn't even out there. I mean,
105-94, Kings are up.
Yeah, they just benched my starters, dude.
Oh, okay. Maybe time might be running out. 4 minutes left, 111-98. Kings are up. Unless you get a quick little run right here. Huh? Get the next basket. Oh, 2 minutes left, 113-106.
There's no three-point game. It's like everything's at three. If it's 6 points, it's three possessions of this game.
Kings forcing a game seven, winning 116-110.
I hate this.
Oh, baby. These are the finals that we need. Current day. Let's go ahead and save. All right. And we thought this was going to be a quick podcast.
No.
What do you mean?
It's 1 a.m., bro. God damn. Chad, turn around. You asshole.
Oh.
My guess is on what adjustments Quail is going to make. So I guess to fill the time here, maybe I should go over my Western Conference point differential charts. I thought about doing it, but I think I kind of made the point with the Eastern Conference, and I didn't think anybody wanted to listen to the West.
I mean, it made sense. I was comparing it to my team, and it was spot on. I was like less than a point off on my differential, and I finished at 41-41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the strongest indicators that I've found in the game. The funny thing is, it's I think the Thunder were – they had a plus 12, which is like one of the biggest in NBA history. So clearly it's even stronger in the NBA. It's not like, you know, each plus one gets you two wins. It's more like each plus 0.7 gets you two wins.
Oh, yeah. Doug, you're right,
Chad.
Mm-hmm. Doug, you signing new players?
Chad, you good?
Hmm? I'm in.
You signing new players?
Yeah, I cut Gaminski.
You making trades?
Wait, he traded for Magic and Moses. You know, Doug, he always likes to trade. Doesn't matter when.
Man, it still bums me out that Larry Bird wasn't taken care of.
Damn 70.
You know, we've never looked at injuries throughout this whole thing.
Oh.
I guess there hasn't been any.
Go to FBB News about two-thirds of the way down.
That's a good call out. Anything.
Lionel Hollins still has his concussion.
That's it.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
It's the final countdown.
Game 7 in Kansas City.
Chad, good luck, my brother.
Good luck, man.
Let's see if my prediction comes true. All right, and we are off. Kings win the jump ball again, get the first points. Not much scoring in the first 2 minutes.
Three fouls already.
Oh, geez.
Four fouls. Terry, five fouls.
10-6.
You've held Bernard King scoreless.
Calvin now with 10 six points fouls already, outscoring the Bucks himself. Jeez. King's up 18-11 fouls with 7 minutes left.
I'm just watching the foul counter. One, by the way, one for the Kings.
6 minutes
eight
left.
Fouls
Kings
for the Bucks.
29-13. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a
this
blowout.
One's getting ugly quick.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if the refs, you know, didn't fucking hand chat.
4 minutes
here
left. Kings up 37-19.
10-11.
Calvin Natt still pacing the Bucks and scoring it.
My dude's gonna get benched by halftime. I'm down by 20.
Jeez, this is probably the highest scoring quarter of the series.
Where's McHale playing at shooting guard?
I don't know. He's not enlisted as there.
Yeah.
But the fouls. Wow. I mean, 13 fouls in the first quarter.
Jeez.
13 fucking fouls.
With 9 turnovers, too.
You're not complaining about the refs, but...
So, first quarter ends.
So, I think it's safe to say my adjustments have definitely caused...
What'd you do?
I'm
just curious.
Games. I haven't changed anything in the last two games. I left it the exact same for the last two games.
What'd you do?
I changed to zone and upped the full court press.
Ooh.
Kings up,
which is crazy because isn't full court press in zone supposed to make you foul more and allow a higher shooting percentage?
That's why I was worried about doing it.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the ball handling skill of the opposing point guard.
Let's see what happens. Probably nothing. Nothing good. My ding dong coach is going to bench everybody because they're like, oh, we're already down by 20. It's no point in playing. It's the last game of the season, bro.
Yeah, your starters are still
running their wheels off.
Coming up on the 8 minute mark in the second quarter, and we got Kings up 59-29.
Just sim game. Just put it at 10 and sim it to the end.
Oh, man.
This is an ugly one.
Yeah.
The first six were great. This one,
one is just.
Oh, we blew a 3-1 lead, man.
This one was watching the Celtics Knicks game 6.
Oh, coming back a little bit.
No, stop it.
I mean, it's within 30. We're at 68-43.
It's a 25-point game. 23-24.
Coming up on halftime. Oh, can we
this
get within
20?
This is
going to be an incredible blowout, or I'm going to have to figure out how Chad is able to talk with both hands wrapped around his neck.
So at halftime, Kings are up 73-53.
Both hands are going to be wrapped around the other head later if he wins this.
At least that quarter was closer in the files. It was 9-6 this time. So.
Oh, how kind of the refs.
16 turnovers.
Try to balance it out. Though.
Here we go. Second half underway. Calvin Natt with 21 points. King's probably going to hit 100 in this quarter right here.
Hmm.
8 minutes left, and King's up 82-61.
Let's go on a little run. 10 points. 10-point run. Let's go. Make it. Just give me,
had it with
give me
the,
hope.
I had it under 20 for a minute there.
Yeah, I know. That's what the bookies all said. Michael Jordan called it in.
4 minutes, 88-67, Kings. All right, I'm just trading baskets now at this point. Oh, never mind. Oh, that must have been another foul.
Yeah, 4-4, 5-5, 4, blah, blah, blah. My dudes can't make anything.
21 turnovers, though. Jesus.
Yeah, full court press went crazy, man. I never do full court press high because it's always been foul problems for everybody.
I upped it this year, and that helped me out a little bit. So, but we're going into the fourth quarter. The Kings are up 97-73.
Yeah, just start pouring the bubbly, Chad.
I mean, you got Kevin McHale at 25, Calvin Natt at 28. So, let's see. Final game of the season.
My starters aren't even in there at the beginning of the fourth, man. They should be playing 12 minutes. I don't care if you're tired.
Yeah.
They're in now.
Yeah, they better be. Jesus. Not that it's mattered when they were in there earlier.
Turnovers are evening out.
8 minutes left. 105-81. Kings.
Yep. They benched everybody.
Yep.
Throw the towel.
Bucks gave up. Wow. Game seven. And you leave with your tail between your legs.
Oh, it's a short tail.
Weak.
Bucks don't have long tails. Wow. So.
Bucks are mentally weak.
We are.
This game, yep. There it is.
That was it, man.
We had 3 minutes left. Just waiting for the clock
painful
to
finish.
Sim down.
I'm not publishing this hit.
Doug doesn't want the points.
Holy shit. I can't believe
final scores. Kings winning 123-89 after they were down 3-1. And I called it. The Bucks, if the Kings won game five, they were coming back home, going to win it 7.
I mean, that was definitely given. That was a given. If we lost that, game five.
Let,
was...
let me go ahead and save this real quick.
Yeah, please save it.
Please.
Oh, man. All right.
Good shit, Doug.
Holy how depressing.
Shit. Well, congratulations, go to, Chad.
Who was their MVP? Wow. Playoff MVP was Bernard King. Good job on your
Calvin
midseason acquisition.
That shocks me.
I know. I thought Matt would have done it.
Brutal. Well, your big trade midseason paid off, Chad.
It did.
This is the first time I franchised.
Never been a big, like, the biggest game planner in the world, but, like, 2-7, like, these two series were crazy. Like, I guarantee you the Warriors series would have been like this one if we did this same shit. Like, it would have been this back and forth and stressful.
Am I remembering correctly that you used Bill Laimbeer as a trade chip to get King?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And didn't you get Bill from Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But what I got for Bill got me Kevin McHale. So
that's true.
So
and McHale, I think, had you won, would have definitely been the MVP.
Oh, yeah. McHale absolutely would have been MVP there. So okay, it does. There you go.
And I only had good talent. Wow, ain't that something.
I'm curious what the averages goes to, because right now it has McHale averaging 33.4 in the playoffs. I'm curious what that average jumps to after, what, he had at least 3 or 4 40-point games.
Well, if you pull up his player card, you can see it. But go ahead and export the HTML. You can find it there.
Yeah, go do that real quick.
Yeah. All right. Holy well, shit. Let's say good our shit, farewells Doug. To good shit, Chad. Good shit. I am exhausted.
Yeah, it's
though.
Almost 1:15 a.m. for you.
I think I have to shit again.
That's what you're calling it, shit. It's coming out the other end. That's for sure.
He's about to crawl into bed and be like, "Babe, wake up."
I just won the championship.
Hey, how's it feel like to be with a champion?
Hey, how you doing, little mommy? Let me wish you.
Jeez.
I'll tell you something I like to hear. I won a championship. Man, this looks soft.
I won a championship in fake basketball.
Still counts.
I told her yesterday, I think that I was in game 7 of the other, and she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Sim League. She's like, oh, I forgot you did that.
I've told my wife about how every season has ended, and every single time I get a cool. And in the one season, last season when I finished with 9 wins, she was like, David, that's embarrassing. And then I came back, I was like, babe, I made the playoffs. I finished with 41 wins. She's like, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, okay, don't patronize me.
Oh, man, I get to keep that banner that you made for me.
David Banner.
David Banner.
I better go save mine real quick for the alternate universe. I'm gonna take one of those what is it in the Marvel
universe?
You gotta send it to
Africa. You know, all the other team's championship merchandise. They ship it.
I've seen.
So according to all the kids in Africa, then Doug's back to back champs.
Jesus Christ. We're the favorite team over there.
So the real question is, can Doug get back to the finals the next 2 years and become the Buffalo Bills of Sim League?
Yeah, that's my goal. I don't want to win it anymore.
The Buffalo Bills. The bridesmaid.
The Buffalo Bills. Oh, well, this has been fun.
It has been.
I've really enjoyed doing this. I wouldn't mind doing this for every finals. Not, you know, a 1 a.m. podcast, but if it comes during the day, that'd be great.
Oh, that would be great. All right, guys, I really got to go.
In more ways than one.
Congratulations on your championship.
Congrats,
thanks, Doug. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
All right. Good night. Wait till I show you this.